game. Last night, we went to the big media VIP party at the new Busch Stadium. Last segment, we told you about what a great facility that is. Beautiful stadium, beautiful club-level suites where they had this big party. And for the most part, it was a really pleasant time. Music, food, lots of beautiful women to look at, lots of friendly faces in the media that we talked to. But there was one media face that was not so friendly, and it was the first face we saw when we walked into Busch Stadium.
We walked up the red carpet and into the big fancy party, and immediately a television camera was stuck in front of our face and a microphone put in front of us. And it was Steve Eager confronting us on George's on-air hatred of his pregame coverage on Channel 4.
It's not hatred. It's evaluation of on-air presentation is what it is. And
that's not the way he was taking it.
You have joined in on that. You said Monday it's the worst thing you've ever watched on television before the championship.
I don't know that I worded it that strongly.
I think your words were it was horrible.
You know what? And there's no doubt, and you are right, their pregame coverage is, except for Ducey, it's horrible. But, George, you are the front runner in the Steve Eager bashing.
Yes, I have referred to him as Steve Ebrake. There's no doubt about that.
Kind of a funny nickname.
It is a funny nickname. But we get in that situation, and you acted like, and I didn't think it was just you trying to kick me in the nuts and throw me under the bus, you know, drag me to the principal's office with you. You acted like you seriously believed that I was your equal in this, and I'm not your equal in this.
Well, maybe not my equal, but I think you have said enough that you can't, in front of him, in good conscience, say, well, I have had nothing. I support you, but he...
No, here's the thing. Steve was targeting me as if I was the ringleader of this. Because he had heard secondhand or whatever, I don't know. But he looked like he was pinning this on me.
Yeah.
Whereas you should have manned up and taken credit and say, hey, Steve, listen, I want you to know I'm the face of Steve Eager hatred in the Metroplex.
I don't hate him, number one. And secondly, I will admit this, I am a wimp, okay? So when I'm confronted with someone, of course I'm going to end around it and try to, you know, run the ball the opposite way.
Now, I don't know how good this audio is going to be because I was trying to keep the recorder a little bit down low.
So he wouldn't see?
So I wouldn't see it. And I shouldn't have been worried about that. He's the one who has a microphone in my face and and a television camera in my face.
Yeah.
So here is the uncomfortable Steve Eager confrontation from last night.
Okay, look.
This is the guy who's been killing you on the air.
I'm covering the World Series like nobody else can cover the World Series.
You're killing me on the air, huh?
Yes, this guy's been killing you. He's killing you on the air, and I'm offended by the fact that he's...
I wish I could say I listened, but I haven't heard you killing me.
Well, unfortunately, we've been watching, and he's been killing you.
No, no, I've been supporting you. He called you Steve Ebrake on the air.
Oh, hogwash.
Over. I wouldn't do something like that.
You're not manning up right now. Come on.
No. I think you've been doing a great job. You and Heather have been doing wonderful. This man right here has been besmirching you, and I'm glad that you're here now that I can support you.
Okay. Yes. By the way, I didn't know you played professional baseball.
And so now I'm not the E-Break King?
Well, no, I never said you're an E-Break King. I just said I'm going to be your nickname.
He said he couldn't tell that you played professional baseball by the way you've been talking.
That's not true.
In the pregame.
But I do think that... No one can really break it down like Heather Hayes, so I will admit that.
See, I don't have a problem with you or Heather or anybody. I have a problem with Phil Alvarado. You and me, Phil. And you know.
You know, we didn't see you guys at all today, but you're here for the party. I find that, you know.
Well, we had to fly here. We were on an airplane to get here.
Media day was like at 2 o'clock, though.
Right.
Are you media?
But we missed that because we were on a plane to get here. We had some charity work back in the Metroplex.
Oh. I need to be quiet. Charity work for children. You're doing it for the kids.
Yes. Charity work for children who aren't doing so well.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Mark. Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Oh, my God.
And here's the deal. After the camera light went off and Steve Eager ended the interview, normally at that point, the reporter says, hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Good to see you.
Just giving you a hard time or just, you know.
He didn't do any of that. He turned and walked away.
Yeah, which that I thought the whole time he didn't look like he was joking, but I still held out hope that when the camera went off, he was going to turn to us and say, I'm just busting y'all's balls like y'all do me, or something like that. There was none of that.
There was no
smiles. He was serious. George, you hurt his feelings. You really pissed him off.
Well, if that's the case, I'm very sorry.
He can't hear that apology. He's insane.
He'll hear about it. He'll hear about it. Just like he heard our evaluation of their on-air presentation.
Now, he tried to get a few subtle shots in there to us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Insisting that he doesn't listen to us.
And we returned some volleys with no one breaks down baseball like Heather Hayes.
Okay, and...
I didn't know you played professional baseball.
And then he was also trying to rib us that we didn't go to Media Day, mm-hmm. as if we weren't doing our job up here.
He implied we weren't real media,
right.
Which offended me.
I did. It offended me, too.
Yeah. Man, that was tense.
So apologize to him.
I just did. I said I'm sorry. If he took it, if I hurt his feelings,
no,
I'm
not
sorry.
No, not a conditional apology. If you're offended, then I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. To Fox 4, for the championship, I'm sorry if I said anything that's...
Don't use the title of their pregame show so sarcastic.
Yeah. I didn't. I just said for the
championship.
I was addressing them formally for the championship. That's what it is.
All right, so this is what we need the P1s to do. I'm sure Steve Eager's on Twitter and everything. Start tweeting as if George has just said some really offensive
stuff.
No,
don't you dare.
Not Steve Eager.
Don't you dare.
And wondering what Steve Eager's going to do in return.
Tell him on Twitter that I apologize.
I can't believe George said that about Steve Eager's family and things like that.
No, don't say that. Don't you dare damn say that. All right, it's 8:52.